Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. Hopefully this is a great start to your weekend. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. As is most often the case lately, we're coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa. And we have a first-time guest with us today. Our guest is Mr. Todd Schuver. Todd serves as the CEO of Thermal Bond Buildings. Todd, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you in studio. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday with us. And Todd, I've known you for a lot of years, but you're relatively new to this organization, and relative, of course, is a relative term. You've been there for a period of time, but we're going to spend the second half of the program talking extensively about Thermobond, your new building, some of the exciting things that are taking place in this growing company. Before we get to learn more about Thermobond, our listening audience always likes to know more about our guests, and let's begin with where you began. Tell us about where you grew up.
You know, Chris, I had a very typical 1960s childhood. My father was a high school football coach, and I grew up mainly in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, but I was born in Vermilion. My father was a football coach there, and then we moved to Waterloo, Iowa, where he served as a football coach for a couple years, and then back to Sioux Falls.
So a football coach with the Vermilion, I'm going to try and say this, pronounce this correctly, Tanagers?
That's correct, the Tanagers. He coached some fine athletes back there in the early 60s. They were awarded a state championship back in those years.
And is a Tanager a bird?
That's correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about it? Because I've always been confused.
I'm not sure that I know. It looks like a cardinal.
So move to Waterloo for a coaching position as well. And where did he coach in Waterloo?
Waterloo West.
Okay, very good. Home of Dan Gable. He probably was coaching when Gable was a high school wrestler there. Would that be right?
Just after. Okay. He had moved on to the college ranks.
Okay.
So that would have been in about 1965 or six.
Okay.
Yeah, right in there.
And so your father's coaching at Waterloo. Did you then come back to the Siouxland and Sioux Falls area?
From his coaching position at Waterloo West, he took a job in Sioux Falls at Sioux Falls O'Gorman.
And then you graduated high school where?
At Sioux Falls O'Gorman.
And what were you involved? I assume that you were a football player, the son of a football coach?
You know, back in those days, everybody played everything. Nobody specialized. I was a football player. I was a basketball player. I ran track just anything athletic was what I did. That was our summer.
And I think that was pretty typical. I remember being a kid. We're roughly the same era. And you just went from one sports season to the next. I mean, it was football, then basketball, then wrestling, then track, then baseball. And maybe somebody threw in some tennis lessons or something, some ice hockey in between.
Neighborhood pickup games. It was nonstop.
Yeah, the glory days of kick the can and sandlot baseball. And
exactly.
It was a great era.
It really was. Yeah. We had a lot of fun. And it was a great childhood. It really was. And after high school, I was fortunate enough to get an offer for a scholarship to go on to Augustana University and play football there for 4 years. So it was a great great experience as a young man.
Absolutely. And what position did you play, Todd?
I played linebacker.
Okay. And obviously in high school you play both ways, and then by the time you get to college they probably have you specializing.
That's correct, yeah.
So you're a Vermilion kid, a Sioux Falls kid, a Waterloo kid, ultimately go to high school and college right there in Sioux Falls. What did you study as a major at Augustana?
You know, my original intent was to become an engineer. I loved to build things. There was a math class called differential equations that changed my mind.
You know, there's a lot of guys, and men and women, I say guys is a gender neutral term. There are a lot of students who think they're pre-med until they run into organic chemistry.
Well, there you go. That was my experience.
That is a way of changing minds.
And you know, and I think as much as it was that experience, it was also that I developed a relationship with some really good business professors. And I realigned and I got 2 degrees. I got a degree in economics and a degree in business administration.
You're a busy college student. If you're playing football and also pursuing a double major, it's quite a load.
Yeah. And, you know.
Kept you out of trouble, right?
Almost.
Almost.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. No, we had a lot of fun back in those days. And it was very serious for me during the fall season, because I'd always take extra classes just to be overwhelmed with things to do. So it was all football and all study, and that's what it was.
Well, it forces a lot of discipline as well. There's no doubt about that. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mr. Todd Shuver. Todd serves as the CEO of Thermobond Buildings, and Thermobond is experiencing some unprecedented growth at this time. And Todd, in a brief moment, we're going to get to more about Thermobond, but tell us, what was your first professional opportunity after graduating with a double major from Augustana University?
You know, my first job, I took a job with the Caterpillar dealership in South Dakota, and I worked with them for 20 years. It was a terrific career. I learned a ton from that organization and how to really perform top-notch customer service. It was a great career for me. I left on really good terms, but it was time to try something different. It was 20 years of that, and then I went on to work for a company that many people in Sioux City probably know of. It's called LG Everest.
So 20 years with Caterpillar.
Correct.
Which I believe I just heard is relocating from Illinois to Texas, their corporate headquarters. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
What a statement that makes. As an economic development professional, I mean, you cannot overstate the significance of a company the size of Caterpillar with the history they have, I believe, in Peoria?
Their original headquarters was in Peoria. Yeah, in recent years, they have moved their headquarters to Chicago, but that was never meant to be a long-term fix for them. They've been intending to leave that Illinois political atmosphere for quite some time.
It's a huge statement. As I said, you cannot overstate the significance of a company the size of Caterpillar bidding farewell to Illinois and saying, we've decided to locate to greener pastures in Texas. And you can get into all the political commentary you want, but it does make a political statement. And pardon the interruption, but 20 years there, and then you joined an organization, as you said, that most of us in this community are familiar with, LG Everest. And what were your responsibilities and area of expertise with that organization?
You know, I grew in my positions there, but originally I was hired on as an equipment manager, which is not surprising based upon the fact that I'd worked for 20 years for an equipment dealer. But very quickly, I became a division manager. I ran all of the operations for LG Everest in the Midwest Division, which is operations all the way from the North Dakota border down to Kansas City, up and down I-29. And that was another great career, another terrific opportunity to learn. The Everest family are fantastic people, and I am so grateful for having the opportunity to work and learn with them and grow. But it was one of those situations, again, where I love the job, but if you tell your kids they can be anything they want to be, if they're willing to give it a try, and you don't do it yourself, then your comments are hollow. So I determined at that time that Everest was a great opportunity, but it was time to get out there and see what was available for me in the world to have a stake in the ownership and have something that I could really sink my teeth into and make it something that I could own.
And before we talk about Thermobond and your transition, how long were you with LG Everest?
15 years.
And of course, that's where you and I first got to know one another. You worked very closely with our executive vice president who leads our transportation initiatives, Barbara Sloniker. Lots of issues over the years that you and I had the opportunity to work together on. I remember working closely with former director of the Iowa DOT, Paul Trombino, on some pretty important issues related to the massive expansion at CF Industries and Todd, you and Rob Everest and your company were always good to work with and good partners. And now here, how long have you been with Thermobond?
It's 5 years.
I can't believe time flies that quickly. And
I agree.
After a short commercial break, we're going to talk extensively about this new organization to you, but an organization that's been in our Siouxland Tri-State region for quite some time now. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest is the CEO of Thermobond Buildings, Mr. Todd Shuver. Todd, a native of, well, I guess he bounced around a little bit. His father was a football coach, spent some time in South Dakota, spent some time in Iowa, and ultimately settled back in South Dakota, and 5 years ago became the CEO of Thermobond Buildings. And after this short commercial break, we're going to learn more about their exciting growth trajectory, their new building, and Todd's plans for leadership within that organization. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Again, very pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with KSEJ and Powell Broadcasting. If you're with us for the first half of the program, then you know that our guest today is Mr. Todd Shuver. Todd serves as the CEO of Thermobond, an individual who spent some time in Vermilion, Sioux Falls, Waterloo, Iowa, and then ultimately back to graduate high school from Sioux Falls O'Gorman. I went on to play football, a linebacker for Augustana, earning two majors and a degree before starting into business with Caterpillar. Spent about 20 years with Caterpillar before joining LG Everest. Spent about a decade and a half with the folks at LG Everest before about 5 years ago transitioning to Thermobond. And before we go any further, Todd, tell us a little bit about Thermobond and where it's located.
You know, Thermobond runs two manufacturing facilities. We have one in Elk Point, South Dakota, which is 15 miles up the road from Sioux City. Short hop up there. And we also have a facility in Elkhart, Indiana. Elkhart, Indiana is about 90 miles east of Chicago. So we operate both those facilities. We have about 170 employees working in those two facilities. 100 of which are in the Elk Point area.
And you transitioned about 5 years ago. What attracted you to this organization?
You know, at that point in time, I was looking for a place where I could have some ownership or total ownership. I looked at a couple of different business opportunities. I got down to the goal line on another ownership project, and that deal kind of fell apart right at the last minute. And lo and behold, I was introduced by a friend of mine to the Muth family, Muth Electric in South Dakota. People are probably recognize that name. Muth Electric is a big commercial electrician. And the Muth family is very prominent South Dakota business people. And they had some ownership in Thermobond Buildings and was looking for somebody to come in as a new CEO. And, you know, I think there was something divine about the meeting. It was they're really, really good quality people. And I was just overwhelmed with the great fit that we had together. So they asked me to be the CEO at Thermobond, and they cut me in on the ownership, and the rest is history.
Well, it's hard to say no to an equity stake in a company that you're responsible for running, and I've always told people that have confidence in themselves, there's no reason to fear a commission-based job, because if you perform, you're going to be compensated, and when you have an equity stake in the company and you're running it, you have primary responsibility. And for those who may not be familiar with Thermobond, tell us a little bit about what this unique company does, their special niche in the market.
Great question. So You know, in the insurance world, they talk about the quiet company. I kind of think we're kind of a quiet company. People see our activity around the city of Elk Point, but nobody really knows what we do. Our niche is prefabricated buildings that are used all over the communications and power distribution businesses. So we build buildings inside our facility, and we load them up with a lot of fancy electronic equipment, and they are they're kind of plug and play, so they get shipped to remote job sites all over the country, and they set them, you know, lift them off the truck with a crane, set them on the ground, set them on a concrete foundation, and plug them in, and they're ready to work.
You know, it really is a remarkable company. I've had the opportunity to tour some of your facilities in Elk Point. It's been a number of years. Seems like we lost a couple of years due to COVID, and we kind of lose sight of the fact that 24 months just evaporated almost overnight. But for those who may not be able to visualize what you're talking about, you build small buildings that are co-located with, for example, cell phone towers. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. And not always will there be a tower on those sites, but often there are. We are really fortunate from the standpoint that COVID did prove to the world that we need a better internet. And a lot of what we're doing is supporting the growth of the internet and what's happening with everybody needing rural connectivity. So our customers, you know, you'd recognize a lot of the names of the people we're working with. One of our biggest orders right now that we're working on is for Facebook. Or Meta, I guess it's called. We also have worked for Google. We're working for CenturyLink, Lumen. You know, these are big companies that everybody recognizes. And these companies are investing a lot of money into building out the future of the internet.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, a Powell Broadcasting radio station. Our guest on Grow Siouxland this morning is Todd Shuver. Todd is the CEO of Thermobond Buildings, located in Elk Point, South Dakota, and he offices out of Elk Point, but he also has responsibility for a manufacturing facility in Elkhart, Indiana. And how often are you bouncing between the two, Todd?
You know, I'm regularly out in Elkhart. I'm out there usually every 6 weeks.
And so you talked about doing work for Facebook and Google, and I know the leading cell phone companies and their providers. You build a building, but the infrastructure and the electronic capability of these buildings, I think, is simply stunning. So it's not really a shell. It is a full-blown operational facility that you drop off, and it's ready to go.
Well, that's correct. And that's the part of the quiet company that I mentioned before. People see the buildings sitting around our facility, but they really don't realize what goes into this. This is a very complex building, and we are looking for electricians and people with electronic experience and interest in those fields that can come to work for us and learn some really specialized skills. And the exciting part of what we've got coming up here is we're going to be opening a new facility in Elk Point, and we're going to get everybody under one roof. It's going to be a fully heated and air-conditioned facility, so our people won't be working outside on hot summer days like today or the cold winter days. And we really feel like we're going to have a facility that will make Thermobond a terrific place to work.
You talked about a roughly 170 employees company-wide.
Correct.
What's the division of that employee population between South Dakota and Indiana?
Currently, we have about 100 working in South Dakota and 70 in Indiana.
And we're just a few short weeks, maybe a month or two removed from high school graduation. If there's a young man or a young woman out there that hasn't figured out exactly what they want to do post-high school, and they're thinking, you know, maybe there's an opportunity for me to do something that I hadn't previously considered, are these individuals that have the potential to join your organization? Is the training there? Or is it, hey, Chris, we really need a kid to take a year or two of technical college before they join us?
You know, we can do it any way that the individual prefers, but yes, we can train somebody from zero all the way to our highest level skills. We also offer co-opt course of study. So, you know, for example, we could have a person join us as an electrician and develop into a full journeyman's license.
And for someone who'd like to learn more and says, you know, I was really intrigued by what I heard on the radio this morning, where would they go to learn more?
They can just call us at the Elk Point office.
If you're a young person or even mid-career and you're looking for an opportunity, Todd Schuver and the folks at Thermobond, a rapidly growing company with a national presence, working with some of the leading technical companies in the world, they're looking for you right now.
That's correct. We really feel like we're going to have the best place to work in southeastern South Dakota.
And this new building that you're talking about in Elk Point, will that also serve as corporate headquarters for Thermobond?
Correct.
So congratulations, Todd. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday morning with us. Final thought, tell us about in the last minute we have, what your vision for the company is and what the growth trajectory looks like in your plans.
Right now we're on schedule to grow 25% a year for the next 5 years. We're going to need about 30 more people in Elk Point. And these are not only going to be factory workers, these are going to be some managerial positions. So we've got a great opportunity for people to not only come to work, but to grow and develop a career.
Todd, thanks so much for being our guest on Grow Siouxland this morning. For those interested in learning more about employment opportunities with Thermobond Buildings, you may reach the company at 1-800-356-2686. Again, 800-356-2686. Todd, thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Chris, thank you.
Go out and make it a great Saturday. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland 1 week from today. Have a great weekend.